You are listening to the audio production of Occupy Till I Come by J.C. Ryle, published by One Audiobooks and read by Simon Bubb. Occupy Till I Come. Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 13. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said therefore, A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds, and said unto them, Occupy till I come. Reader, the words I have just read form an introduction to the parable which is commonly called the Parable of the Pounds. They contain matter which deserves the prayerful consideration of every true Christian in the present day. There are some parables of which Matthew Henry says with equal quaintness and truth, the key hangs beside the door. The Holy Ghost himself interprets them. There is no room left for doubt as to the purpose for which they were spoken. Of such parables, the parable of the pounds is an example. St. Luke tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ added and spake a parable because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. These words reveal to us the secret thoughts of our Lord's disciples at this period of his ministry. They were drawing nigh to Jerusalem. They gathered from many of their master's sayings that something remarkable was about to happen. They had a strong impression that one great end of his coming into the world was about to be accomplished. So far, they were quite right. As to the precise nature of the event about to happen, they were quite wrong. Reader, there are 3 subjects opened up in this passage of Scripture which appear to me to be of the deepest importance. Upon each of these, I wish to offer a few thoughts for your private meditation. I purposely abstain from touching any part of the parable except the beginning. I want to direct your attention to the 3 following points. 1. I will speak of the mistake of the disciples referred to in the verses before us. 2. I will speak of the present position of the Lord Jesus Christ. 3. I will speak of the present duty of all who profess to be Jesus Christ's disciples. May God bless the reading of this tract to everyone into whose hands it may fall. May every reader be taught to pray that the Spirit will guide him into all truth. 1. I will first...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?